The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Unveiling and dissolving mysteries is the first teaching tonight. Unveiling and dissolving mysteries. Mysteries are things that happen in a man's life which he or she cannot understand. They are situations clothed with darkness. A mystery is a situation that is clothed with uncertainty. Something that you cannot possibly understand with your logical senses. They are problems that appear unsolvable. Problems that appear as if nothing can be done to solve them. Challenges that look as if there is no end to that challenge. They are challenges that are puzzling. It's like a puzzle. They are puzzling and they look so complex in nature. And what does it mean to unveil a mystery? It simply means to expose or to reveal a situation of life that was hitherto a secret. Unveiling a mystery simply means to expose or to reveal a secret of life that was hidden or difficult to understand. Exposing a secret. Somebody is here tonight. Everything mystical and mysterious about your life shall be exposed tonight in the name of Jesus. How do you explain a first class graduate without a job? A university graduate with a 2-1 without a job? How do you explain a pretty lady educated as the fear of God did not mess up in town and still cannot get the right suitor? Nobody's, no right, the only people that come to him are, to her are allergies with big stomach, like 8 months pregnancy. How do you explain a man who has a good business that others are using to become billionaires and in the same business is a carbonier? The same business is a mystery. How do you explain working for close to 40, 50, 55 years without putting down a single block as a house of your own? It's a mystery. Somebody's here tonight. Everything mystical around your destiny must disappear in the name of Jesus. How do you explain a student reading very well, spends a lot of time in the class, sits at the first or second row? You know, that's the role for very serious students, in the front. First or second row, always, never does WhatsApp or Facebook in the class, always jotting. Even asking questions. From the class, moves straight to the library. And then comes back to the class. Lives his or her life like that. Yet, on exam day, out of 9 courses, 7 is F. It's a mystery. Important facts about mysteries, very quickly. Important facts about me. Number one, mysteries are meant to be revealed. Mysteries must not be in the dark forever. They are secrets, but they are meant to be revealed. They are supposed to be revealed. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 41 from verse 1, there was a mystery there, whereby Pharaoh had a dream and nobody was able to interpret the mystery. After 2 full years that Joseph had been in the cell, nobody was able to understand. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the rivers. Now, I know you know that story because of our time. And he said, I want somebody to interpret this dream. Nobody could interpret the dream. Somebody say mystery. Nobody, all the wise men were called, nobody could say something about it. Nobody had an understanding of the dream except one man called Joseph. There's somebody here tonight. You are the one that will reveal the mysteries of this generation to us. Let me hear your loudest amen. Mysteries are to be revealed, just like Daniel also did in Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. The king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and it was a mystery. Nobody could understand the mystery. But in Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, there was a man called Daniel. God revealed the mystery to. Somebody is here tonight. You are the one that God is going to reveal the secret to in the name of Jesus. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Friends, I don't have time, much time tonight, because I've already taken 15 minutes for worship out of the first 1 hour. So I'll need to rush up, and then we will need to reschedule the program altogether. You know, I'm sure the pastors are already used to that on Empowerment Night Days, because we move as the Spirit leads. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Is somebody been blessed already? If you have been blessed already, shout hallelujah. What am I saying tonight? Mysteries are meant to be revealed. Number two, important fact about mysteries is that the devil has no power to keep mysteries in your life unrevealed. No. He has no power. Devil has no power to keep secrets of your life without you knowing what to do. Number three, important part about mysteries is that mysteries, when revealed, must be dealt with so that it can lose its power. Mysteries, when a mystery about a circumstance in your life is revealed, it must be dealt with so that it can lose its effect and its power. What are the effects of mysteries? What does mystery do to a life? Number one, mystery causes misery. Mysteries brings about misery. Look at what happened in Daniel chapter 2 verse 13 when Daniel and all his other people were about to be killed because of a mystery. Nobody understood the dream. And they said, we will kill everybody. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. That's a misery. Everybody was miserable. Say, kill everybody. There's a mystery here. Nobody can understand it. Kill every mystery always bring misery. That is, any life where there is mystery, there is always sorrow. There is always sadness. Have you heard some people say, I don't even understand my life. I don't even understand how things are going. I don't even understand what is happening. I've tried everything. That's misery. That is sorrow. But for somebody here tonight, that misery is ending in the name of Jesus. I said that misery is ending in the name of Jesus. Mystery sustains captivity. Mystery puts one in padlock. Anywhere there's a mystery, the person is in chains. The person is held down. John 8 verse 32. Ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. When there's a mystery around your life, you are in captivity. You are in chains. But somebody is coming out of that bondage tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three, mystery fights destiny. The work of a mystery is to fight the destiny of a man. Please come. Come. You will not be a mystery in Jesus' name. Now, this man, let's assume that he's that person we talked about. His work is to attack. Stand up, sir. Is to attack another person's life. This man has a destiny. Mystery's work is to ensure that that destiny does not find fulfillment. That's why it looks as if it's so complex. You say, isn't it the same school I went to that this person went to? Isn't it the, I'm even more beautiful than this person. Why is my own not, why is it not okay? I'm even working harder than this person. What is happening? Please sit down. Why? Mystery fights destiny. Number four, effect of mysteries is that mysteries bat delay. The work of mysteries is to delay the life of a man, to delay his progress, to delay his blessing, to delay his joy, to delay his advancement. And number five, mysteries bat losses, losses, losses. Loss in business, loss of health, loss of loved ones. The work of mystery is to try to see how to kill somebody's family. The work of mystery is to try to destroy somebody's joy. But as for you, it will never be so in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. From today, losses as a result of mysteries is hereby terminated in your family in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of destroying mysteries? What do you stand to gain? Immediately you are able to destroy mysteries. Number one, freedom. If you are able to destroy a mystery, you are free. You become a free person to enjoy your life. There was a mystery around the life of Moses. When he was born, they wanted to kill him. They went to hide him somewhere. Then one of the daughters of Pharaoh picked him up and nurtured him as his own son. After some time, again, in the palace, he saw two people fighting. And then he looked left, he looked right. He killed one of them in support. Then the following day, he was walking and he said, hello, hello. Say, hey, don't hello us. Yesterday, you killed somebody. Eh? Then the king said, oh yeah, go and bring him. We want to kill. Ah, why is death pursuing this man? When he was tending his father-in-law's sheep, and then God called him. He was walking and strolling, and God said, come. God said, remove your sandal. This is a holy place. And God said, this is what I want you to do. That's Exodus chapter 3, downward and all. And then all of a sudden he said, I cannot talk well. God said, I will kill you now. You are a dead man. That is, this man's life was, he was not free. He was running from pillar to post. I speak to somebody here tonight. Whatever will not make you free to enjoy your life, that thing is hereby terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. That thing is terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two benefit of destroying mysteries is that when you destroy mysteries, your life gains direction. Until the mysteries around your life is destroyed, you have no direction. Until the mysteries around the life of a man or a woman is destroyed, she has or he has no direction. Zero direction. Doesn't know what to do. But for somebody here tonight, my God and your God will show you what to do in the name of Jesus. I said, God will show you what to do in the name of Jesus. From today, you will never be a person without direction in the name of Jesus. The exact thing you need to do to move your life forward will be revealed unto you in the name of Jesus. I want to hear your loudest amen. I want to hear your loud amen. You will never know misdirection again. In Psalms 32 verse 8, it says, I will lead you. I will instruct you. I will guide you with my own eyes. That is, I will show you what to do. I will lead you on the right path to go. I will guide you. I will ensure that you don't take a wrong step. Throughout 2017, you will never take a wrong step in Jesus' name. You will never take a wrong step in Jesus' name. I can't hear the amen of many people here tonight. Is anybody sleeping here? If you are not sleeping, shout hallelujah. But if you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. You see now. Praise the Lord. Number three benefit of this of destroying mysteries is that mysteries, when you destroy mysteries, you attract favor. Somebody say favor. Let me hear you say favor. Until you destroy the misses around your life, you can't assess favor. There are many people, their life is full of struggles. If everything you enjoy in life is as a result of your work, then you have not assessed favor. Favor is beyond your work. The Bible says, it's not of works, lest any man will boast. That's favor. Favor is something you can't boast that you got, because it's something that you didn't merit. Somebody's here tonight. What you did not merit, God will give to you. The job you did not merit, God will give to you. The business you did not merit, God will give it to you. The husband you don't merit, God will give it to you. That breakthrough that you don't merit, God will give it to you. You know, it's favor for a lady who has done a lot of rubbish things and still marry a good man. It's favor. It's not the favor of God. It's the favor of God. There's a lady, I told you the story before, when we were in university. I was involved in her the salvation and the counseling. And then she had aborted severally. Even from 100 level, she was already a don. She was a don. And then after she gave her life to Christ and all that, and then all of us went. And then after some time, she phoned me that she was married in Abuja. She had doing very well, had children, planted, rooted in a church, doing excellently well with her husband. I said, hey, Kai, God is very merciful. God is very merciful. God is very a merciful God. And that mercy shall be extended to you and I tonight. Number four, benefit of destroying mysteries is that once you destroy mystery, joy comes to your life immediately. Joy. The Bible calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. When the life of a man or woman is full of mysteries, it's very sad. It's very dull. His mind is dull. You are practically asking him or her, what is wrong with you? If you see a person every day, they say, what is Kilo Share? What's they say? Nothing. Kilo Share. Is it possible for somebody to be jumping up, hell, glory, God, and you say Kilo Share? It's because they can see that you are looking dull. It's because there's a mystery. You know, there are some things that, there's a lot of things that cloth covers. Somebody say a big amen. Cloth covers a lot of things. If one is sick now, cloth will cover it. Somebody that a fiancé, they were planning to get married 2 months. Maybe they were planning to get married in March. And the fiancé jitted the person on crossover night. Just sent a text. Please, in the new year, I will not want to carry you over. You know, and the person wears clothes. Cloth will cover it up. Praise the Lord. Cloth covers a lot of things. Cloth covers a lot of things. If you were to see people the exact way they are, what is really troubling them? Kai. Trailer can't contain it. Trailer can't contain their worries. But somebody's here tonight. Everything that represents worry to you shall become a testimony to you from today. The same thing that was a trouble and a worry to you yesterday is a testimony to you today. Can I tell you this? There's nobody without one concern or another. There is no human being in this world that, except you are a mad person. If you are not a mad, there will be something you are pursuing. Is somebody with me tonight? There will be something you are trusting God for. Even Buhari has something he's trusting God for. I heard his ears has infection. So he has to be going to London, coming back, going to London, coming back. He will check his ears. President, can you hear me? How many times? He said, they did it twice. He said, no, once. He said, no, it's not once. But yeah, do your ear very well. But tonight, all your worries become a testimony for you. Your worries over your children become a testimony for you. Your worries over your business become a testimony for you. Your worries over your study become a testimony for you. And I say this for as many that can take it. Your worries over the future becomes a testimony in your hands. Your future is going to be very, very glorious. And of course, number five, benefit of destroying mysteries is that it brings about destiny accomplishment. Destiny accomplishment. Every man or woman who destroys mysteries can accomplish his destiny. he can achieve his purpose for living. The exact reason why God brought him here can be achieved. Friends, you will not fall short of God's glory. You will not fall short of God's glory. Quickly tonight, how to dissolve mysteries. We'll treat that very quickly, then we'll go to prayer. How do we dissolve mysteries? What do I need to do, sir, to dissolve every mystery around my... Number one, recognize that there is a concern or an issue that is mysterious around your life. Recognize it. Use a short touchlight to search your life. What is this thing that is disturbing me all these years? I have an issue. No, people, some people, they deceive themselves. Don't deceive yourself. Look at the very area where you have a challenge. Recognize it. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So use that, your spirit, to search. What area of my life am I not happy about issues? If you want those mysteries dissolved, you must know that there's an issue in an area. Number two, take a decision to eliminate that mystery. Make sure that you decide in your heart of heart, enough is enough. Let me hear somebody say, enough is enough. Let me hear you say, enough is enough. How can you do jump 12 times, 12 years of jump? It's a mystery. 12 years of jump. There was a boy, he did jump. So say the year he did not, he did jump, I think 9 or 10 times. When he did not do jump again, jump still send him results. Failure result again. They are so used to seeing his, they are so used to seeing him apply every year. The year he said, this year I want to rest and pray. When he still went to the box, he still met result there. Say, ah, but I didn't do jump. They are so used to, they have already prepared his result. Even before he did it. Recognize it. And make a decision that enough is enough. Enough of this joblessness. What is it, care? Enough of this sickness. Enough is enough. I've had enough of being a tenant. I've had enough of people sleeping with me in my dreams. Enough is enough. I've had enough of people pursuing me in my dream. I've had enough of wearing wedding gown in my dream. I've had enough of eating concussion in my dream. Is enough. Enough is enough. How can I be drinking palm wine in my dream? What nonsense? Is enough. All these things have meaning in the spirit. They might look normal here. They have meaning in the spiritual realm. They have meaning in the spiritual realm. But for somebody here tonight, every mystery around your destiny shall be terminated in Jesus' name. Every mystery around your life that wants to ruin you shall be terminated in Jesus' name. Number three, how do you dissolve a mystery? Pray a prayer of inquiry. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Pray prayer of inquiry. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Father, what is this issue? What is the solution to this problem? What do you want me to do next? What is the next line of action for me? That's the prayer of inquiry. You heard us when we sang that song, we wait on you. We wait on you. Oh Lord, we wait on you. That is, I'm waiting on you. I'm just waiting to hear you. You must say something to me on this matter. I must know what is the issue. No, God is not too far away the way we think he's far. There is the necessary condition is put in place, you will see God fast. If the necessary condition that makes God to want to be around you is put into place, you will hear God. Why do you think people experience a lot of things during fasting? The condition is very, very habitable for God to move near you and work wonders. That's why during fasting, you meet with God at night. come and speak to you. But when the fasting ends, you go back again. The film where you were watching before that you stopped, you went back. All the things that you didn't want to be doing before, you were so God said, okay. Be like, say, I don't stay long for here. I make I go. So once you can make it habitable, it can stay with you permanently. I pray for everybody here today that the presence of God will not be lacking in your life in Jesus' name. God will not pack his load and leave you in Jesus' name. Number four, how to dissolve mysteries? Seek knowledge from the word of God on the mysteries. As you are praying the prayer of inquiry, carry along your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction. The word of God is a word that brings about doctrine. It shows you what to do. It corrects you. It instructs you. It shows you what to do. All scripture is given by the Spirit of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. So, if you need to dissolve the mystery, settle down on the word. Let the word show you something new. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to show you something very great in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. How to dissolve mysteries? Number what now? Number five. Pray extensively in the Holy Ghost. Jude verse 20. Beloved, you are to pray in the Holy Ghost. We are to pray in the Holy Ghost. Beloved means Christians. Beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. We are to pray extensively from time to time. As you are praying, you have a note beside you. And then God is speaking to you instantly on the problems. 1 Timothy 14 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. So as you are praying in the Holy Ghost is revealing to you something that you didn't understand. Something that was a mystery is being revealed to you. Somebody is here tonight. Even as you engage yourself, something will be revealed to you tonight in the name of Jesus. I said something will be revealed to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Something that will change your life forever shall be revealed to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Something that will bring about a change of story for you shall be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. Only God knows who is in the studio today. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, albeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. So as you are speaking, laguaga radiala gaza, likato blealo sakila, jikwa lakida, zazua krakatoa. You are speaking mysteries. It's a mystery, so it's mystery to mystery. Fire for fire. It's a mystery. This thing, I don't understand it. Then the mystery, you too, you contend it with mystery. You too, it's telling you, your life will not be okay. Say, forget it. La guata gayaga, zapa katuagada, akwata prakatia, zizoa kataka leagada. He says, let me leave this one alone. A friend of mine was speaking to me recently. Thieves went to their house and then they wanted to rape his wife and took her to the sitting room, because when they came she was naked, you know. And then they said, husband and the children, go inside here, madam, follow God to the parlor. And then she started blowing tongues. She said her tongues were so loud. Then one of them said, okay, which kind of language this man speaks safe? Okay, go meet your husband. It's mystery for mystery. He saw a fine woman. He said, let me carry this woman away. The woman said, forget it. This is a mystery. This must not be happen. This must not happen. This is an aberration. This is a taboo. Makatagala guagadaya. Ligaswa kagara bragadash. Nikwa kaka. And he said, yo, I repent. Don't worry. I didn't know you had this material. Yes, go back. Go and meet your husband. We are leaving this house now. Somebody is here today. Everything mystical around your life shall be destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. And if you have not yet blessed with the gift of speaking in tongues, tonight the Lord is going to show you something that will change your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will touch your tongue tonight in the name of Jesus. How to dissolve mysteries? Number what now? Number six. Use effectively the night season to dissolve the mystery of your life. The night season is not for sleeping alone. The night season is not for playing alone. The night season is a time. Look at a man like Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. 32:24. Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. That was in the night then. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. They started the fight in the night. Maybe a time like this. Say, Jacob said, enough is enough. God, either you answer me tonight or tonight. No option. The angel said, I will kill you. Say, kill me. I will break your back. He said, before God, if you break it, you touch it again, you heal it. I will not let you go. I am a desperate human being. One of these days, I'll preach here on the power of the night season. The power. The night season has power. The night season has power. That's why people that are very lazy in coming to vigils, is something that they have to work on time fast before it harms them. I like serving God, but that vigil, I don't, honestly, you don't like stress, but you like breakthrough. You don't like stress, but you want God to respond to you. Okay. Number six. Number seven. Okay, let me just take this one and we'll start. Then we'll go to pray. How to dissolve mysteries? Periodic fastings. If you want to dissolve mystery, be a fasted person. Periodic fasting. Regular fasting. That's what it means. Regular sessions of fasting. We fast here by the special grace of God every Wednesday. But you yourself, because you know there's a challenge, there is something mystical about my life, and I want to know it. Father, show me. And you pick a day of your own. Mondays, Tuesdays, every Friday, every Thursday. You pick it on your, nobody force you. You just go, I want to know the mystery behind this thing. Maybe you are in a business. And some people whose business are booming. And then suddenly you see that you are not part of people booming. That is, it means that business has trade secrets. Somebody say trade secret. So you say, God, in this fast, show me the trade secret. Somebody is here today, God is going to show you a trade secret. God is going to show you a trade secret. So tonight, we will be dissolving every mystery around our lives. Everything that looks unsolvable must be solved tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Everything that looks unconquerable must be conquered tonight. Everything that looks like a humongous problem must become a testimony in your hands tonight. If you believe that, shout, I believe it. Jump up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.